Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Whoa, okay, yeah, you're gonna get your tech news. Can you just back up a bit? Came in kind of hot there. What? Down, Sparky! Oh, everybody calm down. Discord is not being acquired by Microsoft. Yes! The collective butthole of the PC Gamerverse clenched last month when news broke that Microsoft was in exclusive talks to buy the beloved chat app for $10 billion. But according to the Wall Street Journal, Discord has decided to stay indie, bro, although being acquired by a larger company in the future remains a possibility. Some analysts are discussing rumors that Discord may be considering an IPO, in which case Microsoft could buy shares and own part of it that way. But Microsoft, please don't. You're gonna ruin it.
Let our buttholes alone.
Yeah, you know, you're just, Discord is cool, okay? And you're Xbox. It's just, keep making Game Pass. All right, yesterday we made a nice 60-second roundup of Apple's hardware event because that's what YouTube wants. But if you missed it, Apple unveiled a new Apple TV 4K, new colorful M1-powered iMacs, an M1-powered iPad Pro, AirTags, and an Apple Podcast subscription service. Now that last
Marvel
one...
critics!
Shout out! Now that last one might actually be a big deal since it could change the way podcasts work everywhere, not just on Apple's platform, so we gotta pay attention. Are we gonna get... subscription? Are we gonna get the revenue share?
Give us the money, baby!
And that's not the only controversy to come out of yesterday's event. Bluetooth tracker maker Tile will be testifying to Congress tomorrow about how AirTags kind of steps on their turf in an anti-competitive way. Also, you can't attach an AirTag to a keychain without buying a $30 accessory! Also, the new Magic Mouse still has a charging port on the bottom, which is stupid, yet brave as well. On the plus side, you can add 10 gigabit Ethernet to the M1 Mac Mini now, and there's rumors that new MacBooks coming in the fall will have MagSafe, no touch bar, an SD card slot, and an HDMI port. So I guess it all kind of evens out in the end, huh? The chin on the iMac, you a fan? Or no?
I don't like a chinless jaw.
Yeah, what do you want your iMac to do, like this?
The browser-based beta for Xbox Cloud Gaming is rolling out on PC and iOS devices now, with some Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscribers receiving invites to try the service. And there's other good news for Xbox, too. Today, Microsoft also announced you'll no longer need an Xbox Live Gold subscription to play free multiplayer games like Apex Legends, Rocket League, and Destiny 2. And Xbox is also getting AMD's FidelityFX tools as part of its default game development kit, laying the foundation for the inclusion of Team Red's DLSS competitor, Super Resolution, when it arrives later this year. Wow, good job, Xbox. But hey, there's some decent PlayStation news too. Like, Sony reversed course and decided they won't shut down the PlayStation Store on PS3s and PS Vitas, and some leaked assets for something called PlayStation Plus Video Pass make it look like Sony might give PS Plus subscribers free movies? Because Sony also makes movies. They're a movie studio. Did you? Yeah, I saw that.
Movies.
What?
Nothing.
I was trying to make it look like Xbox is winning here, but as soon as Sony makes another Last of Us, it'll switch right back. That's nature. What time is it? Now it's time for Quick Bits, brought to you by the Cove Commuter 2 Split Speaker. It's a portable Bluetooth speaker, but I bet you're wondering how loud it can get. Well... oh! So yeah! The Commuter 2 has up to 7 hours of battery life, is water resistant, has a built-in microphone, and up to 30 feet of range. But what's that? We need more speakers? Boah! It actually just started playing. That's cool. I can hear it on both sides. This thing goes from a 360-degree speaker to an immersive left and right stereo sound. Whoa! Am I in a crab rave right now? Check out the Commuter 2 and use code TL67 to get 67% off while you still can at the link below. Hey! Quick Bits.
Don't make me get the hose.
A security researcher has demonstrated how a software tool called Facebook Email Search V1.0 is currently being used in the hacking community to link Facebook accounts with their associated email addresses, even when users have set their addresses to private. The researcher went public after Facebook basically told him that this wasn't a big deal, saying these kinds of vulnerabilities happen all the time. Yeah, to you, Facebook!
Oh.
The audacity of this. Images of a fabric-covered all-in-one VR headset from HTC called the Vive Air leaked yesterday, stoking rumors that HTC was finally releasing a competitor to the Oculus Quest 2. But HTC quickly released a statement saying, it's just a concept, even though it was leaked from an IF Product Design Award listing. You can get awards for just having concepts? Movie with Daniel Day-Lewis, he's a weird character, unsettling, it's the 1800s.
Is it directed by PTA?
You bet!
I'm in! Four Oscars!
Samsung's Galaxy Upcycling at Home beta is rolling out today in the US, UK, and Korea, which allows users to convert Galaxy phones from 2018 and onwards into smart home devices like ambient light sensors and baby monitors. This is either going to save the planet or encourage people to buy new phones every year as they convert the old ones into bark detectors and door sensors.
Or burn your house down.
Those are the three options. Venmo, PayPal's cash sending app, ubiquitous in the States, but not available in Canada. It now supports cryptocurrencies, so you can send your buddy some Doge to cover lunch. Just kidding, it doesn't support Dogecoin, just Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and Litecoin. And when you use it, you can also share your crypto journey with your friends through the Venmo feed. That's right, crypto is cool now.
Look how much richer than you I am. You'll be sorry if you don't buy crypto.
Richer and nerdier. And Jeff from the Overwatch team, aka Jeff Kaplan, has left Blizzard after nearly two decades at the company. Of course, the company is playing this like everything's totally copacetic, but many are speculating that Kaplan's departure was triggered by a change in Blizzard's culture after its merger with Activision, especially since Jeff tweeted in binary the message, "Defend the keep," except that wasn't actually him, it was a fan account. And Jeff isn't on Twitter.
They had a change of Kaplan.
Kaplam! Hey, stop watching this video because it's over. Actually, wait, a few more seconds. Come back on Friday for more tech news. Now it's done. You can stop now.